Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Jimmy bringing us back. Welcome back, 7Tel. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with us. Grace Marie Turner is our guest. President of the Galen Institute, galen.org, galen.org is the website where you can find out more about what Grace Marie does and her advocacy for market-based healthcare solutions. Grace Marie, tell us about you and your folks.
We are a nonprofit research organization and focus on free market ideas for health reform. And we have at the top of our website right now at galen.org. Something we call pocket cards. These are quick, easy guides to people to learn and understand lots of different aspects of this health law, and also what we should do instead, and how do we need to get on the right path. But they're quick, you know, they're size of a regular number 10 envelope printed both sides. And they're all available electronically on our website at galen.org.
Thank you for making that available. Also, the book that she co-authored, Why Obamacare is Wrong for America. Grace Marie, one of the things that we need to point out is that you and I have been talking about, you've been joining me on my show for over 12 years now, over 14 years, folks, I should say.
My goodness.
Over 14, almost 15
wow.
years. We've been talking about, next March will be 15 years, Grace Marie. You and I have been talking about free market solutions. And so the point we want to make here, folks, is long before anybody ever heard of Obamacare, I'm talking a decade more than anybody ever heard of Obamacare, we were talking about free market solutions, market-based solutions that could have, if they had been allowed to be put in place, wouldn't even have created an opportunity for Obamacare to even have been passed.
Well, and you know, Jim, there is still a huge amount of energy in this economy to provide those consumer-based solutions.
Can we flip around? Be turned around? Tell people whether you think that this can be completely turned around, we can reset and act like Obamacare never happened and move forward with free market solutions.
Obamacare can be repealed if Republicans were to take 51 votes in the Senate. The great majority of this law can be repealed if you have somebody in the White House that will sign this legislation. It is Senator Daschle, former Democratic Senate Majority Leader, acknowledged as much last week that this can be repealed. It's going to be, it has to be through a process called a reconciliation.
Right.
And that's going to take longer to do it. It probably won't be able to happen until next summer, but we can stop it before most of this goes into
effect. Most of the damage happens. So,
in 2014.
Right. Grace Marie, before we wrap up, I want to get you to answer this question. One of the things President Obama has said is absolutely positively, folks, with this kind of emphatic language, if you have a plan you like, a health care plan you like, you can keep it and nobody will ever take it away from you, not ever. He used that kind of emphatic language. I'm not sure the president I don't think that's accurate. What do you think?
As the fact checkers would say, false. Pants on fire.
Yeah.
There, across even the Congressional Budget Office, even the President's own Office of Management and Budget have said that at least 15, 20 million people are going to lose the coverage they have now at work and be forced into these exchanges.
Well, see, we have health savings accounts here, as you know, Grace Marie. We love them.
They may go away.
I'm being told that we will not be able to keep our health savings accounts.
They are very much under threat. It's going to be very difficult for companies to continue to offer health savings accounts because of some of the obscure rules in this.
It's one of the best components, the best things that ever came out of the 2004 law, the health care law.
McKinsey and Company. Yeah. Respected, has said that as many as 80 million people are going to lose the coverage they have now because it doesn't comply with all the new federal rules that are going to come out. People already are losing coverage that was supposed to have been grandfathered in.
Then throw in the small business employees that the turmoil that this will create in the small business community.
And
Grace Marie, here, I like to,
killing jobs, Jim.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
People are not hiring.
I like to remind people that almost 100 million people in America show up for work at a small business, counting owners and employees. Almost one third of our citizens and two thirds of our workforce show up at a small business. And if small businesses are going to be disrupted by Obamacare, that's going to do a lot of damage.
Absolutely right. And small businesses are the lifeblood of our economy.
Yep.
And this law has them in its sights.
Yeah. Grace Marie, thank you for being here. Thank you for your stalwart support of free market solutions and small business. I don't know what we'd do without you, Grace Marie. Thanks for being here.
We have a long battle ahead. Thank
you,
Jim.
Grace Marie Turner, ladies and gentlemen, she's been fighting this a long time. She's got the creds, the credentials all the way back. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be back after the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.